With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Oneida and Vilas counties each recorded more than $400 million in tourism economic impact in 2025. It's a new record for those counties that also saw roughly $315 million in direct visitor spending. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Windman Trails in Vilas County continues to see year-over-year growth, with 2025 being up almost 10% across the board. The trail system and campground tracks its own economic impact and finds that its visitors are contributing about $5 million to the local economy. Operations Director Isaac Howard says Windman is just part of the story.
What we have seen, and we hear this story a lot, is specifically grandparents or parents say, my kids and grandkids come to visit me more than they ever have in the past because there is just more things that they want to do in the region. Windman is one of those. Certainly for us locally, the paved trails and the continued growth of restaurants and shopping, but it all helps each other.
Tourism remains Vilas County's largest industry, supporting 2,147 jobs in 2025. It's a similar story in Oneida County, where 1 in 9 jobs are directly related to tourism. The county saw a nearly 4% increase in direct visitor spending, outpacing the inflation rate. Oneida County Tourism Council Chair Jackie Sharp says the increase in spending and economic impact comes as the number of visitors is starting to plateau.
Just trying to keep an eye on the balance of when can we be bringing in more people, those shoulder seasons, the fall, the weekend festivals, things like that. And what it's just an interesting watching those numbers and trying to see what actually is happening as we watch the spending grow.
Forest, Iron, Price, Lincoln, and Langley counties also saw increases in total economic impact last year. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
A judge's decision means 19 lakes on the Lac des Flambeaux Reservation will stay open to non-tribal anglers while a court case goes forward. This spring, the tribe had acted to close walleye and muskie fishing on 19 lakes to non-tribal anglers, citing concerns about the fishery. In May, the state filed a complaint in federal court in the Western District of Wisconsin, and a temporary restraining order was issued ensuring fishing by non-tribal anglers could continue. The new decision by the court essentially extends the temporary restraining order that had already been in place. That allows non-tribal fishing to continue as the case moves through the court process. In a tribal press release, Lac des Flambeaux Tribal President John Johnson Sr. said the decision is disappointing, but does not diminish the very real concern about the future of the tribe's fisheries. Wausau Police Detective Captain Ben Graham gave the city's Public Health and Safety Committee a summary of how the department utilizes flock cameras. The cameras have turned up in many communities and are used as license plate readers. Graham says they have become a valuable tool for the department, especially when it comes to closing complex cases.
This doesn't necessarily replace officers, but it does serve as a force multiplier, making us more efficient. We're able to close cases that otherwise wouldn't be able to be closed.
The presentation was prompted in part by recent misuse of the system in places like Milwaukee, where one former officer has pleaded guilty to misconduct in office for using the technology to track a former romantic partner. Graham says no such behavior is tolerated in his department.
If an officer were to do that same thing, that employee would also be relieved of his duties. They would be criminally charged, and they should be.
Graham says images are kept for 1 month before they are purged from the database, meaning plates that are not tied to a case are constantly being deleted.
So we take privacy seriously. Like I said, if data is not evidence, it's automatically purged after 30 days.
Graham says the database keeps a detailed record of who is accessing it and for what purpose. So something like looking up the same license plate in a set time gets flagged and sent to him for review.
They fit a certain behavior that might be indicative of misuse. Now, I have not found misuse yet in our system.
Graham provided the committee with more than 30 examples of cases that were closed quickly thanks to flock data, including stolen cars, drug cases, and one case of a man who exposed himself to a worker at a coffee shop. A federal judge has ordered the release of Salah Sasour from detention while his immigration case moves forward. He's the president of Wisconsin's largest mosque. Sasour is a Palestinian-born legal resident of the U.S. He was detained by immigration officials March 30th. The government claimed he is a foreign policy threat, but Sarsour's attorneys argue he was targeted for advocating for Palestinian rights. A U.S. district judge found Sarsour raised substantial claims of retaliation for free speech. Sarsour was released Thursday afternoon. People who use federal food aid might soon have a new choice at the grocery store. Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports congressional lawmakers are looking at adding rotisserie chickens to the eligible foods list.
For the most part, people can't buy hot and pre-prepared foods with their Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits. But House lawmakers recently approved an amendment to the Farm Bill that would allow for rotisserie chickens. Dan Shaw, head of the Midwest Retail and Grocery Alliance, says retailers would be happy to sell them, but the industry doesn't want to expand to other hot foods.
We don't want to see SNAP used in fast food and restaurants like that. We want to make sure that the consumer gets the most for their SNAP dollar and for our tax dollars.
Retailers in several states are already making changes to comply with new SNAP junk food restrictions. So Shaw says if the measure becomes law, it would be the easiest update stores will make. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.